I'm all right, just doing a bit of multitasking.
Multitasking, this is what we like. How many other things you got on the go?
Two pots.
Two pots? Ooh, are you cooking?
Yeah, I'm just making something to eat before I go to the gym.
What are you cooking? I'm intrigued now. What does Chipmunk eat of an average evening?
This is just before I go to the gym, just like some steak and eggs, man. Just get my protein in.
Nice. You know? You're taking this stuff seriously now.
Yeah. I need a new body.
So you don't need a new body. I've seen the champion video. You and Chris Brown were looking fairly equally buff, I have to say.
So
how are you? You're a busy man.
Yeah, very at the moment. Very busy at the moment.
So much going on. I mean, the new album Transition, you've got duets all over the place. What is priority number one for you right now?
One, keeping fit. Mm-hmm. Two, just starting to make some new music, man. You know, it's a very exciting time for me, so I just need to just stay on top of it.
Now, I wanted to ask you about Emily Sandé, because you, if you excuse the phrase, kind of had her before anybody else. She did Diamond Rings with you. Back then, when you were working with her, were you thinking, whew, this girl is going to blow up?
If I'm dead honest, I always knew she was going to be massive, you know, because I think she's just amazingly talented. So it's a pleasure to actually see her, you know, reaching the pinnacle she's reaching now.
And
yeah.
Obviously, she was on X Factor the other week. Why haven't we seen you on X Factor this year doing a bit of a performance?
I'm not in the X Factor circle.
What? They've not invited you? That's unbelievable.
No,
you should be on there.
Me. Who knows? Maybe one day that'll be nice of them.
If Bieber can get on there, anyone can get on there, Chipmunk, you know? Now, I know you, the latest album, you did quite a lot of co-producing on. I get the feeling you like to be kind of hands-on in every area of it. It's not just about the singing for you.
No, it's definitely more than that. You know, I think as time goes on, I'm starting to be part of it now. It's the co-production side, how I want my tracks to be. I think a lot of people don't understand there's many artists that don't really have involvement on how their songs are.
Yeah.
And I don't ever look at
it. Now, you're coming to Oxford. You're going to be at the Regal. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it, man. I love Oxford. It should be a good one.
And what's Christmas for you? I mean, do you get to chill out? Do you get to have some family time? Or is it work, work, work?
I'm supposed to be flying out on Christmas Day, believe it or not.
No way!
Yeah, Christmas Day I'm flying out, so that should be funny. I'm off to Ghana. Hopefully I get to spend like the daytime with my family, but then after that,
I'm off Ghana. Man, it's a crazy schedule. And what about next year? What can we expect for you from next year? Got any plans?
Expect more music from Chipmunk and just more fun times, man. You know, I think it's been a funny 5 years, so hopefully I've got another five to go, you know?
Oh, we definitely hope so. I always get people to describe when they're coming to Oxford. Give me five words for the Chipmunk gig. What's it going to be like?
It's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Engaging.
Yep.
Energetic.
Yeah.
Fanatic.
Everything's ending in ick.
If I could say in one word, Team Chip was one word.
Team Chip. Awesome stuff. Old Chipmunk, enjoy your steak and eggs. Good luck at the gym.
And thank you.
We're looking forward to having you in Oxford very soon.
Thank you.